Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
On Saturday, we took complete leave of our senses and showed up at our nephew's wedding with 13 grandkids, all shined up like they would be displayed in a store window. We must have looked like we were auditioning for the TV show 22 Kids and Counting. Thankfully, their parents were with us, but still, we adults were vastly outnumbered, and I was praying, Lord, help us not to be the main attraction. And God heard that prayer. These 13 were the best-behaved kids in the history of weddings, really. In fact, halfway through, someone leaned forward and said to me, they're really good. I said, thanks. They're really medicated. We both laughed. I was kidding, of course. Andre, who had never witnessed a wedding before, was sitting beside me. As the proceedings began, I whispered the play-by-play analysis into his ear, hoping he wouldn't shout out as one child did, hey, are we going to her next wedding too? As he sat there quietly, I narrated, the bride is the lady, the groom is the man. See, he's taken his parents down to the front row. Somebody might cry. You watch. Now, those are his friends coming in. Let's count them. 1, 2, 9. Wow, that's a lot. I've never seen that many, Andre. And now, those are the bride's friends coming down the aisle. Their hair is all poofed, said Andre. And he was right. With the entire party on stage, I said, the bride is next. Andre surveyed the platform. My nephew, DJ, the eager groom, stood transfixed, smiling at two long lines of attendants. Suddenly, Andre said, now does he pick one? I think laughter is as welcome a sentiment as tears at a wedding, isn't it? And I couldn't help myself. I whispered his words to my wife, and there we sat, two mature adults, snickering. Well, as any married person knows, laughter is an essential ingredient in a happy marriage. I often speak to couples about 3 C's that help lay a solid foundation. Chocolate, cash, and Cialis. No, I'm kidding. The first is communication, something we guys historically have not done all that well. One guy said, but I text her, doesn't that count? Well, sure it does, but you'd best do more than that. Extremely interested husbands have happy wives. Clear and effective communication helps mend and solve about 79% of relational issues. Of course, it's not all about talking, it's nonverbal too. Remember, actions speak louder than words. 2, commitment. Standing at the altar, we hadn't a clue about 100 things, including how soon we would need to stand strong through thick and thin, through tragedy and epilepsy and burnout. At times, we would take turns being the caregiver, but frankly, there were times when love dried up. It's a frightening thing. And when it happens, you put feelings aside and act in love. You be kind, be understanding, be forgiving. And you discover that the dry times are less frequent, that they give way to something more constant and amazing. C.S. Lewis was right. It is in the act of loving that we come to love. The only way to manage difficult times and come through them stronger is by turning to God and facing them together. The 3rd C is Christ. Trust me when I say there is not a snowball's chance in Hawaii that we would be married this long if we hadn't together put Jesus of Nazareth at the very center. From him, we learned to serve, to consider our spouse as more important than ourselves. By God's grace, we learned the lasting joy of sticking with our vows. With the ceremony over, we stood to applaud the newest couple in town, DJ and Chelsea, and that's when my granddaughter Maya said, I know what happens next. They're going to have a date and find a baby.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.